I have 2 college degrees, one in philosophy and one in theology. But for all the education, I'm really not that smart. I'm really thick-headed, and I get things wrong all the time. And God teaches me lessons that I have to relearn and relearn and relearn, and I make mistakes time and time again. And I try really hard, y'all. And I know that I have to humble myself so often before the Lord, and I'm like, okay, I want to learn. And sometimes the scriptures are, we don't get it exactly right. Like, I go to the scriptures, I'm like, I don't know what this means, Lord, what are you trying to say? But one of the greatest gifts of my life is in my early 20s when I started pouring through the letters of St. Paul. It's like, St. Paul doesn't mince words in a lot of his letters. It's like, do this, don't do that. I'm like, got it. That's what I needed to hear, okay? Do this, don't do that. And then the scriptures are the inspired word of God. They're living and effective. Like when we pour ourselves into the scriptures, it inspires, it convicts, it encourages. I think just reading the scriptures alone, it purifies us. It starts to order our soul. We're more inclined to line up with the righteousness of God. I'm not just left to my own devices. Reading the scriptures is good for my soul. But when St. Paul will speak so explicitly, do this, don't do that, it's like, well, I am doing that, so maybe I should stop. Or I'm not doing this, and maybe I should start. In his letter to the Ephesians, he goes right after him. He says, brothers and sisters, I heard in the second reading, watch carefully how you live. Really sobering. Watch carefully how you live, because your life is very precious and you only get one. So watch carefully how you live. And then he's going to go on, of course. Watch carefully how you live, not as foolish persons, but as wise. That the foolish person in the scriptures is the one who doesn't order his or her days according to any purpose or meaning or end, that I sort of live moment to moment. And maybe you call that spontaneous, or maybe you call it anarchy. But it's like, watch carefully how you live, because your life has so much meaning, and that your life was purchased at a price. That St. Paul knew the sufferings of Jesus. Peter told him about it. John told him about it. He knew the sufferings of Jesus. So watch carefully how you live. Not as the foolish person who doesn't order his days, but as the wise, the one who knows what he or she is about and can make the decisions to live according to the will of the Lord. Not as foolish persons, but as wise, making the most of the opportunity. Your most precious resource so often is the time that's in front of you. Making the most of the opportunity, for these days are evil. And he goes on, therefore, don't continue in ignorance. Do not continue in ignorance, but try to understand what is the will of the Lord. Like, just to bury my head in the sand and say, I'm going to keep doing the things that I've always been doing, and I'm not going to be open or docile or ready to receive from the Lord. I'm not ready to be challenged in any way. Do not continue in ignorance, but you need to ask, what is the will of the Lord for me in this moment? What is God asking of me? Is he asking me to bite my tongue? Is he asking me to refuse this temptation? Is he asking me to be an encourager for another person? What is God asking of me? Is he asking me to study because I'm a student? Is he asking me to work because I'm an employee? Is he asking me to love and forgive my spouse because that's what's owed to her or owed to him? What is the will of the Lord? And do no longer continue in your ignorance. Watch carefully how you live. We can get so caught up in the distractions of the world. We live in a really lovely place that the Lord has crafted for us. But there's tons of distractions that we'll go to. And so often those distractions are really escapes from the places in our heart that we're kind of afraid of. Little voids that linger in our heart. St. Paul is really saying it, don't do this and do this. And he's going to go on. He knows exactly where we'll go. He says, this is a tale as old as time. He says, don't act foolishly. Be wise. What's the will of the Lord? And he knows exactly where we're going to go. He says, and do not get drunk on wine. Yeah, you got us. Okay. And do not get drunk on wine. And I think that also includes, I'm no expert, but I think that also includes beer, vodka, whiskey, gin. Yeah, I mean the whole thing. Yeah, all the cocktails that you could concoct. That includes all of it. Why does he have to say that? And do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. But be filled with the Holy Spirit. That there's some void that exists in you and me. There's some void that needs to be filled. And so we will fill it with whatever escape, with whatever distraction we can find. And 2,000 years ago, apparently wine was the first thing they'd take off the shelf and say, here's how I'm going to fill this void. And now you and I have so many resources where we can go and say, I'm going to fill it with watching the news. I'm going to fill it with gossip. I'm going to fill it with TikTok. I'm going to fill it with Instagram. I'm going to fill it with YouTube. I'm going to go to these things, these distractions, so that I sort of sow everything here in this world. But when we sow in the world, we'll reap in the world. But you and I were not made for the world. We were made for heaven. St. Teresa of Lisieux says, the world is thy ship. Heaven is thy home. You and I are wayfarers, journeymen. We are on the road, pilgrims. And so we need to treat the world as it belongs, a means to an end. So I need to watch carefully how I live. That if Jesus emphasizes over and over and over again that he is the bread of life that comes down from heaven, and he emphasizes once more, whoever eats this bread will live forever. All things in this world are passing. Your soul is not. Watch carefully how you live. All things in this world are passing. So I need to be careful of the things that I love, the things that I give my attention to, the things that I give my time to. Because the Lord has purchased your life at a great price. And that as we come to receive him in the Eucharist every Sunday, you know, you get 6 days in between each Mass, 7 days. Am I watching carefully how I live so that I can receive Jesus more devoutly this Sunday than I did last Sunday? So that I can come with a more grateful heart this Sunday than last Sunday? So that I can be more contrite this Sunday than last Sunday? Or am I living like the fool who hasn't ordered his days according to the will of the Lord? You and I were made for heaven. You and I were made for eternity. And Jesus tells us time and time again, he is the living bread come down from heaven. Your ancestors ate the manna and died. If you eat this bread, you will live forever. So long as you and I are here on this world, we need to watch carefully how we live. And to realize as we come forward to receive the Eucharist, that this is the bread of life. Whoever eats this bread will live forever.